You know, only gave up the one goal, which is a tough one to give up because he worked so hard and got our team back in the game. And then Saturday, you know, two goals against on the road. So he's earning, you know, he's getting more credit, Dirk, like we talk about putting in that bank.
Will they ever change that, Coach? Jamie ends up getting the loss in that game.
Yeah.
And is there a way to that? I know a lot of it washes out in the end because sometimes you don't deserve the win and you get the win.
Sure.
You know, but it just seems silly that he gives up one goal and he gets the loss in that
game. And then for people who don't know out there, Jamie Phillips came in the game trailing 3-1 on Friday night after the first period. So, you know, if it would have stayed that way, you know, he would have not taken the loss. Phoenix would have. But we came back and tied the game. So once you get back and you tie the game, even though we were off to a tough start when Jamie came in, we got it back. So now we're in a tied game.
Right.
So now he's the goalie of record once you get to that tied game.
It's much like a relief pitcher.
Yeah, much like a relief pitcher. Yeah. So I don't think that's ever going to change. I think that's fair. I think it's fair. The team's back into it. Now it's up to you. It's up to you to carry the mail and get the job done. And you're either going to get the W, you know, which you would say, well, it'd be fair if he got the W, maybe not, you know, get the loss. But, no, I think that's a good way to do it. And, you know, he got us in a position to get the win. And, unfortunately, we just didn't get it done on Friday.
Now, they can't look at it as how many goals he gave up to how many goals were scored while he's in there, because then he would obviously get a no decision, I would think.
But, right. You're trying to make it complicated, Dick.
I just felt bad because you go in and play two pretty good periods there and you get a loss.
But the game's tied.
No, I understand.
That's the way you would like it. I think if you ask any goaltender that same question, they would tell you know what, that it's fair. I came in, got us back, we're tied, and now it's my baby. Now I'm carrying the mail, and I got a chance to get that W for the team. And I think any goaltender would tell you that's fair, and that's the way they'd like it.
We take on Ferris State this weekend, Coach. Where did you pick Ferris to finish in the preseason WCHA poll?
I can't remember if I had them first or second.
I had them second or third.
I had them first or second with Minnesota State. I think those are the two teams on paper when you look at the returning players, what they accomplished in their leagues, that they were the two favorites. And, you know, I'm not surprised that they're right there. And I think I had Bowling Green third. So so I was pretty good at my my guesses early on in the year. But there's still a lot of hockey to be played. I mean, there's still 14 games left. And, you know, that's a lot of points out on the table. So things are going to shift and there's going to be ebbs and flows. And some of these teams are going to start playing each other. I don't think Minnesota State and Ferris have played each other yet. So something's got to give there. So we're still in the mix. We're not that far out. You know, if we can make some hay and take care of some business against these teams we play head-to-head, we have a chance. And I like our team going forward. I like our depth. You know, the goaltending, that's the question mark. We have to be more consistent there because I think I like every other part of our game. You know, and our power play. Our power play's got to come around, too. So, and it is. I thought we were much better this weekend. And with David back, I think it's really going to help us. So, a lot of good things going on. A lot of great opportunities presented for ourselves. And we just have to take advantage of them.
Coach, players seem to go down on one knee when blocking a shot. Is this to influence the direction of the shot, or are there safety concerns?
No, it's basically when you go down on one knee, is to really to make yourself more compact and actually bigger, you know. And the biggest thing is when you block a shot is that you make sure you're in line with the stick, not the player. A lot of times players will go out to block a shot and they're in line with the actual player himself and not the stick or the release point of the puck. So you have to make sure you get on that angle and know where the net is and have a good feel for it. And I'm not a big advocate of guys going down on both legs and falling down or leaving their feet to block shots versus just going down on that one leg.
All right. If you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste, zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. Get some Coke Zero. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and two full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Mel Pearson Show continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Thanks for your questions, by the way. We do appreciate some good questions today. Hey, Coach?
Yeah, good questions. You know, our fans are knowledgeable. That's what I love about this area and the Copper Country. And, you know, they're hockey people. They understand what's going on in the game. They have a feel for, you know, what the coaches are doing and trying to do. And they have great questions. And, you know, coaches don't have all the answers. So it's good to get some questions and get some feedback from the fans on how they see things, too.
Well, we head to Ferris State University. This is going to be a great challenge for us. They lose on Saturday night. We win on Saturday night. We're going in with some momentum, and they're going to be happy to be home.
Oh, they are. And then, like I said, if you haven't been to the building before...
Yeah, I have not been there. So is it a bowl, or what is it?
Yeah, no, it's three sides, but the very low ceiling, and it's just compact. It feels like everybody's right on top of you. But the rink's a little... I don't know what the dimensions are, but it feels a little bit smaller, and everything happens so quick in the building. Like it's, and you have to have a quick team, and you have to have a smart team, and you have to play smart in there because things happen in a hurry, and you really have to manage the puck. If you turn the puck over, the way they built their team, they're a quick team. They really take advantage. They're a great transition team, probably the best transition team, from defense to offense that I've seen. And that's how they predicate their game. They're all more about team defense, and then bang, they'll jump on offense. So they want to have a good team defense, good transition game, and then a good power play. And really, that's their key. It starts with defense, then their power play, and then obviously their transition game. So it'll be a good challenge for us. But I like our team. You know, we just were talking off the air. I don't know how many times we've either been outplayed or outshot this year. There haven't been many. You know, you look at all the 7-1 goal losses, and then there's maybe 3-2 goal losses that are tight games, and then the only game that really we weren't in this year, and I think we were in it until the referees took over, is the Notre Dame game. Mm-hmm. So we've been in a lot of games, and that's what I like about this team. That's why I say we're in playoff mode already. We've been in a lot of really good games, tight games, right to the final period. So we're set for the playoffs. We just got to get in the playoffs, then we'll go from there.
Well, really quickly, the penalty kill, Coach. Our box in the penalty kill has collapsed pretty low. We weren't really forcing Lake State's defensemen, at least earlier in the week, and maybe shifted up a little bit. How do we approach that going in to another good power play in Ferris State?
Well, the first thing is you don't take penalties. Yeah. And then the second thing, your goalie goalie has to be your best penalty killer, number two. And then the third thing is you have to be aggressive up ice. So by that, I mean anytime you get it out of your defensive zone and lay it down the ice in the opposite end, you have to go after it. You have to be aggressive, upset their timing and tempo. You can do that. So you spend less time in your defensive zone trying to defend. But Lake Superior, we did. They spread you out pretty good, so we wanted to make sure that we gave their defensemen a little bit more time and not get, you know, drawn out to the point and they kick it down low on you and create an outnumbered situation, which they were trying to do. So that's why we were collapsed a little bit in our zone. So we'll be ready for Ferris. We'll be ready for the PK. I know Damon does a great job with the PK guys, and he'll have them ready to go.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Everybody have a safe week, and hopefully it warms up for us here soon.
Sounds good. Huskies at Ferris State this Friday and Saturday night, 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93. That is the Mel Pearson Show. Thanks for listening.